This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March the 22nd, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The second item on our agenda is the Draft Advisory Opinion 2007-1, Senator Claire McCaskill. Mr. Vice Chairman, I note we have a late submitted agenda document.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move suspension of our rules concerning the timely submission of agenda documents so that we may consider the draft advisory opinion set forth in Agenda Document 0719.
Very good. The Vice Chairman is so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. We have from the General Counsel's Office, Stacey Shin and Dwayne Pugh. Ms. Shin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. The draft advisory opinion before you responds to a request on behalf of Senator McCaskill and McCaskill for Auditor. Prior to her election to the United States Senate in 2006, Senator McCaskill was a candidate for governor and state auditor. McCaskill for Auditor Committee was established under Missouri law in preparation for her re-election campaign for state auditor. The requesters ask whether they may raise funds in accordance with Missouri law to retire the committee's debts remaining from these state campaigns, including debt owed to Senator McCaskill. The draft concludes that McCaskill for Auditor and its agents may raise funds in accordance with Missouri state law for the sole purpose of retiring the committee's debt that remains from these previous state candidacies. In the alternative, the requesters may raise federally permissible funds. The draft also concludes that solicitations referring to Senator McCaskill are permitted under the Act so long as such solicitations comply with Missouri law and refer only to Senator McCaskill and other candidates for the same state offices. In addition, the Act's general restrictions on state candidates do not apply to this situation because the conduct is governed by a more specific provision of the Act pertaining to a federal office holder who was previously a state candidate. And finally, the draft does not reach the requester's question concerning an exemption under the Commission's coordinated communications regulations, because whereas here the candidate and her agents are paying for the communications, the payment prong is not satisfied and the coordinated communication definition is inapplicable. We have not received any comments on the draft advisory opinion, and I will be happy to address any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any comments from the commission? Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of the draft advisory opinion 2007-1.
Very good. The Vice Chairman is so moved. Any discussion on the issue? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0.